Unless you've been living in a cave, you've probably seen some pretty good moisture throughout the United States. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. A lot of that moisture has been devastating, but there is some good news. Make that pasture and rangeland news.
Given the extreme wetness over the last year, it should be no surprise that the vast majority of the nation's pastures and rangelands are very lush and green even as we move into mid-June.
That's a report from USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
As of the 16th, we are looking at a near-record amount of good to excellent ratings, 71% nationwide, just 6% of the nation's pastures and rangelands rated in very poor to poor condition.
Rippey says this is a near-record level of good to excellent. Excellent ratings.
Looking at the last quarter century of data, the top pasture and rangeland conditions were observed in mid-June of 1995, and that's actually the only time we've seen higher conditions.
2019 is pretty much tied with 2010 for second place.
Looking at 1995 and 2010 as your two comparisons for mid-June, there have never been any higher pasture and rangeland conditions at any time of year.
And the latest topsoil moisture numbers?
We're looking at still more than one-fifth of the country, 21%, reporting surplus topsoil moisture, seeing seasonal drying along the Pacific coast, and then we have some drought and dryness stretching along the Canadian border from Washington into North Dakota.
So a good June report.
This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.